Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her heart service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the desert prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed. And all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out, and I said, what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, and the flowers fall. But the word of our God stands forever. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd and gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? Who has understood the mind of the Lord, or instructed him as his counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him, and who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding? Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Lebanon is not sufficient for altar fires, nor its animals enough for burnt offerings. Before him, all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. To whom then will you compare God? What image will you compare him to? Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? You who bring out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You are so great. You are so mighty. You are so wonderful. Korata parazataba. No one can compare with you. No one can instruct you. No one can be your counselor. For your thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts and your ways than our ways. And we praise you, Lord. We exalt you, the great and high and holy one that you are. We praise your wonderful name. We bless you, Lord. We bless you that the nations are as nothing before you, and yet in the wonder of your love for us, you have called us, you have chosen us, you have raised us up to be a people for yourself, and we praise your wonderful name. We exalt your glorious name. Koratapare leto bakala sita di sandama. O papare leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sandama. O papare leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sandama. O paparia leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sutta di sandama. O paparia leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sutta di sandama. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you that you are working out your plan and your purposes. Thank you, Lord, that nobody can gainsay you. Nobody can oppose you and stand before you. We thank you, Lord, that you are the great, the mighty one, the glorious one, the altogether holy one. And we bless and praise your wonderful name. Come on, let's just lift our hands, our voices. Praise him. Praise him, our great, mighty, holy, wonderful, glorious, righteous King. Oh, Lord, that we might have a vision of how great you are. We may have greater understanding of your wisdom. Oh, ratapari aleto bakala sita di sandari aleto bakala sita di sandama. Lord, we don't want to reduce you to our level. We want you to raise us to your level, to give us a much greater revelation of who you are, a revelation of your majesty, of your glory, of your infinite power. Popara zarabari aleto bakala sita di sanduma. O papari aleto bakala sita di sandari aleto bakala sita di sanduma. O papari aleto bakala sita di sandari aleto bakala zutama. O papari aleto bakala sita di sandari aleto bakala zutama. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Poratapari aleto bakala sita di sandari aleto bakala sutta di sandama. O papari aleto bakala sita di sandari aleto bakala sutta di sandama. O papari aleto bakala sita di sandari aleto bakala sutta di sandari aleto bakala sutama. E papari aleto bakala sutta di sandari aleto bakala sundama. O papari aleto bakala sita di sandari aleto bakala sutta di sandama. O papari aleto bakala sita di sandari aleto bakala sutta di sando. O papari aleto bakala sita di sandari aleto bakala sita di sandarama. O papara zadabari aleto bakala sita di sandama. O Father, 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 Father. Popara zadabari aleto bakala sita ma. O papara zadabari aleto bakala sita di sandama. O papari aleto bakala sita di sandari aleto bakala sutta di sandama. O papara sarabari aleto bakala sita di sandarama. O papari aleto bakala sita di sandari aleto bakala sutta di sando. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Poratapari aleto bakala sita balandama. O Lord, how you must weep over your church. Lord, how you must grieve over what you see. So much compromise, so much superficiality, so much deception, so much worldliness. And oh, Father, 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 we long to see your church equipped to be the people that you want them to be. Oh, Lord, Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as in heaven. Let the lifestyle of your kingdom be evidenced in your church. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy upon your body. Have mercy at this time. Let us see a mighty move of your spirit sweeping through the nations, touching the churches, Lord, delivering them from so much that oppresses, so much that that mars the image of Jesus in the lives of your people. Oh, raise up, Lord, a faithful people. Raise up a people who will reveal the nature of your kingdom. Raise up a people who will live by the lifestyle of your kingdom. Oh, Lord, Lord, raise up a kingdom people. Raise up a kingdom people in this generation. Lord, in every nation, in every nation, in every nation. Raise up a kingdom people, we pray. A people who manifest the life of the kingdom. A people, Lord, with the faith of the kingdom. People, Lord, that reveal the love of the kingdom. A people that show forth the authority and power of your kingdom. O paparia leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sandama. O paparia leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sandama. O papara lato bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sandama. O paparia leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sandama. O rataparia leto bakala. O Lord, let us be such a people. Make us into such a people, Lord. Move by your Spirit and your word in our hearts and lives, that we will be such a kingdom people. Paparazadabaria ledoba, a faithful people. Paparazidabalandama, a people of your word, a people of your Spirit. Paparazadabalandama randama, a people of love, a people of faith, a people of authority, a people of power. Paparazidaria ledoba kalazinama. O rataparia ledoba kalazita di sandama. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in our lives, Lord. Papara Zarabaria leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sandama. O paparia leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sando. O paparia leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sandama. O papara Zarabaria leto bakala sita di sandama. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandaria lero bakala sita di sandama. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandaria lero bakala sita di sandama. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandaria lero bakala sita di sandaria lero mazundama. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandaria lero bakala sita di sando. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandaria lero bakala sita marandama. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandaria lenoma. Kuk parazarabaria lero bakala sita di sandaria lenoma zundama. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandaria lenoma zundama. O ralabazarabaria lero bakala sita di sandaria lero bakala sita di sandama. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandaria lenoma zundama. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandaria lero bakala sita di sandama. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandaria leno masoto di sandaria lero bakala sita di sandama. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandaria leno masoto di sandaria leno masunda di sandama. O paparia leto bakala sita di leto bakala sita di sandama. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandaria lero bakala sita di sandama. O ratabaria lero bakala sita di sandama. Sakarabaturia lero bakala sita di sandaria leno mazondarama. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandaria lero bakala sita di sandama. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandama randoma. O ratabaria lero bakala sita di sandama. Poparazatabaria leto bakala sutaba. The Lord says, I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do not be afraid, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One. See, I will make you into a threshing sledge, new and sharp, with many teeth. You will thresh the mountains and crush them and reduce the hills to chaff. You will winnow them and wind, and wind will pick them up and a gale will blow them away. But you will rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. The poor and needy search for water, but there is none. Their tongues are parched with thirst, but I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will make rivers flow on barren heights and springs within the valleys. I will turn the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into springs. I will put in the desert the cedar and the acacia, the myrtle and the olive. I will set pines in the wasteland and fir and the cypress together, so that people may see and know, may consider and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this, that the Holy One of Israel has created it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you sent your Son to fulfill all the promises of your word. Thank you that he is the yes and the amen to all your promises. Thank you that you declare, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his law, the islands will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says. He who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk in it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the ends of the earth. Let them give glory to the Lord and proclaim his praise to the islands. The Lord will march out like a mighty man. Like a warrior, he will stir up his zeal. With a shout, he will raise the battle cry and will triumph over his enemies. For a long time, I have kept silent. I have been quiet and held myself back. But now I cry out, I gasp and pant. I will lay waste the mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will turn rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along familiar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. But those who trust in idols, those who say to images, you are our gods, will be turned back in utter shame. It pleased the Lord for the sake of his righteousness to make his law great and glorious. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you that you say to us now, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather them from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, who I created for my glory, who I formed and made. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor will there be one after me. I am the Lord, and apart from me there is no Savior. I have revealed and saved and proclaimed. I am not some foreign God among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God. Yes, and from ancient days I am he. No one can deliver out of my hand. When I act, who can reverse it? Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, bless you, bless you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Porala basatabaria letu bakala sitari sandama. Papara sadabare aleto bakala sitiri sandare aleto bakala sitiri sandma. Papara sadabare aleto bakala sitiri sandare aleto bakala sitiri sandma. O papare aleto bakala sitiri sandare aleto bakala sitiri sandma. O papare aleto bakala sitiri sandare aleto bakala sitiri sandma. O papare aleto bakala sitiri sandare aleto bakala sitiri santo. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's lift up a voice of praise and thanksgiving. God's in charge. God's in charge. He is working out his purpose. And we are part of that purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord will prevail. No one can overcome him. No one can hinder or prevent him from fulfilling the plans and destinies that he has for his people. Those who oppose him shall be blown away like the chaff. Those who are faithful, he will raise up. They will stand for all eternity before him, praising his glorious victory. We praise you, Lord. We bless you. The Lord will rescue his people. The Lord is reaching out his mighty arm to save. He is raising up mighty, faithful witnesses. Witnesses to the truth. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will never pass away. Hallelujah. These are the words of eternal life. These are the words of truth that sets people free. Oh, we praise you, we bless you, we exalt you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you are stirring yourself. You are going to rise up with a mighty tide of your spirit flowing through the nations, flowing through the churches, flowing through your people. And we praise you, Lord. We praise you. We want your spirit to be like that mighty flood flowing through our lives, causing rivers of living water to flow from deep within us. And we praise you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. This is the day of the Lord. This is the time, Lord, when you are going to move in such a mighty and wonderful and glorious way. And we bless you, we praise you, we thank you. Everything, Lord, has been but a preparation for this time. And we thank you, Lord, that you have called us to be a people of this time, a people of this age, a people, Lord, that are going to be part of that sovereign move of your Spirit that is going to have such a dramatic effect upon the kingdom of God here on earth. And we praise you, Lord. Come on, there needs to be a lot more praise in this room. Papara sadabari aleto bakala sitiri sandama. Oh, papara sadabari aleto bakala sitiri sandari aleto bakala sitiri sandama. Oh, papari aleto bakala sitiri sandama. Oh, papari aleto bakala sitiri sandarama. Oh, papari aleto bakala sitiri sandari aleto bakala sitiri. Oh, papare alero bakala sitiri sandare alero bakala sutiri sandama. Oh, papare alero bakala sitiri sandama. Oh, papare alero bakala sitiri sandare alero bakala sitiri sandama. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Poratabare alero mazatare alero mazuturi sandama. O papare alero bakala sitiri sandama. Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?
Here am I, Lord, send me. Papara Zadaba. Come on, let's respond to the Lord. Here am I. Here am I, Lord, send me. Send me. Papara Zadaba. Rondaria Ledaba. Oh, Paparia Ledaba Kalazitaba. Send me, use me, let me be your witness, O God. Papara Zadabaria Ledaba Kalazidama. Send me, Lord, send me. Send me wherever you would take me. Send me, Lord, to as an ambassador of the truth. Send me, Lord, to take your word, your life, the truth of your kingdom. Send me, Lord, to those that are bound, to those that are in need, to those that are impoverished. Send me to those who are living in darkness. Send me, Lord, to those that need to be rescued. Send me, Lord, send me, Lord, send me, Lord. Papara Sarabari Aledoba Kala Sitari Sandama. Oh, Papari Aledoba Kala Sadaba Kala Sidama. Lord, I don't want a comfortable life. I want a fruitful life. I want a life lived for the glory and praise and honor of your holy name. Papara Sarabaria Letuba Kalasidama. A life, Lord, that fulfills your plan and your destiny. Papara Sarabaria Letuba Kalasiduri Sandama. O Paparia Letuba Kalasiduri Sandaria Letuba Kalasidama. O Paparia Letuba Kalasiduri Sandaria Letuba Kalasidama. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, let the Lord hear the prayer of your heart. Let him hear the response of your heart. That you are willing to go wherever he would send you, to do whatever he asks of you, to fulfill his kingdom purposes in your life. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We want to fulfill the destiny to which you've called us, Lord. We want to fulfill the purpose that you have for us, for each one of us. Papara Sarabari Aleto Bakala Sitari Sandama. Oh, Papari Aleto Bakala Sitari Sandama. Oh, Papari Aleto Bakala. Oh, stir us up, Lord. Stir us up. Stir us up, O God. Pour alaba sadabaria. Stir us up, O Lord. Pour alaba sadabaria leraba kalasinama. O papare la parazanam. Shake us, Lord, in whatever way we need to be shaken, that we will move ahead in your glorious and wonderful purposes. Popara sadabaria leraba kalasituri sandama. O paparia leraba kalasituri sandaria leraba kalasituri sandama. O paparia leraba kalasaraba kalasidam. Oh, let us be a people that are focused on the fulfillment of your destiny, of your plan, of your purpose, of your kingdom purposes. Oh, Lord, 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 make us part of the answer. Make us part of the answer. Papara Zaraba, not part of the problem of your church, but part of the answer for your church, oh God. Puralaba Zadabari Aleruba Kalasiduri Sando. Hurra Tapari Aleruba Kalasiduri Sandari Aleruba Kalasinama. O papari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sidoma. O ratapari alero bakala sinama. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Poralaba sadabari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sitri sandoma. O papari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sitri sandoma. O papari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sitri sandoma. O papari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sitri sandoma. O papari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sitri sandoma. O papari alero mazandari alero bakala sitri santo. O papari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sundoma. Oh Jesus, 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 Jesus. Papari aleto bakala sitri sandoma. Oh, Master, 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 Master. Papara zarabala bazudaba. Lord, 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 Lord. Tora taparama. Ora sandari aleto ba. Orandari aleto bakala sitri sandari aleto bakala sinama. O papari aleto bakala sitri sandari aleto bakala sitri sandoma. Oh, papare alero bakala sitri sandam. Stir us up, O God. Stir us up. Put your fire into our hearts. Put your fire into our hearts, O God. Put your fire in our hearts. Put that zeal for the Lord of hosts, the zeal for the Lord of hosts. Fill our hearts with zeal for you, O God, with zeal for you, for zeal for your ways. Fire, Lord, fire in our hearts. Oh, paparia letter, but let us be on fire, on fire, on fire with love for you, on fire for your plans, on fire for your purposes. Porra taparia letter, bacala citeri sanduma. Oh, paparia letter, bacala citeri sanduma. Oh, paparia letter, bacala cita balanduma. Oh, paparia letter, bacala cita. Fire, oh God, fire, fire, fire. Porra taparia letter, bacala citeri sanduma. Oh, Ratapari Aledo Bakala Sitari Sandari Aledo Bakala Sitari Sandama. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Por Ratapari Aledo Bakala Sitari Sandama. Puparra Sarabari Aledo Bakala Sitari Sandama. Oh, Papari Aledo Bakala Sitari Sandari Aledo Bakala Zutaba. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Porra tapari aleto bakala sita di sandari aleto bakala sita di santo. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Porra zadabari aleto bakala sita di sandoma. Fire for your kingdom purposes. Fire for your glory, Lord, to see you glorified. See you glorified in our lives, to see you glorified in our church, see you glorified in our nations. To see you glorified in the nations of the world, O Lord, that your name will be lifted up high, exalted above all other names, that at your name every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. O papare alero bakala sita di sanduma. O papare alero bakala sita di sandari alero bakala zotoba. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Satari alero bakala zotoba di sandari alero bakala zotoba di sanduma. O papare zadabari alero bakala sita di sanduma. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, Lord. Praise your holy name. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. There's an old chorus. Here am I, wholly available. As for me, I will serve the Lord. Just pray those words. Here am I, wholly available. As for me, I will serve the Lord. As for me, I will serve the Lord. I don't want the Lord to serve me. I will serve the Lord. I'm not here to be served, but to serve, said Jesus. That's true for each one of us. Here am I, Lord, send me. As for me, I will serve the Lord. Papara satapari aleto bakala sitama. O papara satapari aleto bakala sitama.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Papara zataparia leto bakala sitari sandama. O paparia leto bakala sitari sandama. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As for me, I will serve the Lord. As for me, I will serve the Lord. Here am I, wholly available. Wholly available. As for me, I will serve the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wholly available, not just part-time. Wholly available. 24/7. Wholly available. Wholly available. Wholly available. A holy people, wholly available. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Just take hold of each one of us. Take hold of us, Lord. In your mighty hand. Do with each one of us as you please. As you have planned and purposed. Grant us a willing spirit to sustain us, O God. To be willing for whatever you want of each of us. However you want us to serve you. A willing spirit to sustain each one of us in the way in which you would lead us. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Heart after your own heart, O God. A heart after your own heart. That our hearts will never be at odds with what is in your heart. Hearts submitted to your will and to your way. We say yes to you. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Another song that people were singing a few years ago. I say yes, O Lord. I say yes, O Lord. I say yes, O Lord, to your will and to your way. Not just words to sing, but a truth to live by. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. And I know, Lord, there's nothing to fear, for you are with me. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just exalt him as the king over your life. The one who rules and reigns over you, so that he can rule and reign in you, and rule and reign through you, to effect his kingdom purposes. Come on, let's just lift our voices and praise him as King, Sovereign Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We bless you. So rata paria leto bakala sita pa. Balata paria leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sandoma. O paparia leto bakala sita di sandoma. Paparia leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sota pa. Balata paria leto bakala sita di sandoma. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's all stand and really exalt the Lord together. Paparazadabaria leto bakala sinama. O paparia leto bakala sita di sandama. O paparazadabaria leto bakala sita di sandama. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Paparazadabaria leto bakala sitaba. O paparia leto bakala sitama. Poparazad, I exalt you, O God. I exalt you, O God. Poparazadabarazadabalandarama. O paparia leto bakalasita di sandaria leto bakalasinama. Poparazadabaria leto bakalam. I exalt you, O God. I exalt you, O Lord. Poratabaria leto bakalasita di sandaria lenoma. O paparia leto bakalasita di sandama. O paparia leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala zinima. I exalt you, my God. I exalt you, my Lord and King. Paparia zata balatanama. I lift up your high and holy name. Papara sarbaria leto bakala sita di santo. O paparia leto bakala sita di sandoma. O paparia leto bakala sita di ledoma. O rataparia leto bakala sita di sandaria. I exalt you, I exalt you, I exalt you, O Lord. Paparia leto bakala sita di sandama. Paparia leto bakala sita di sandama. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Poratabaria, come on, the Lord is worthy of much more praise than this. Poralabasarabaria leto bakala sita di sandama. Oh, paparia leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sinama. Oh, rataparia leto bakala sita di sandoma. Oh, paparia leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sando. Oh, paparia leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sando. Oh, paparia leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sando. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Saria leto bakala sita di sandoma. Poparra sarabaria lero bakala sita di sandaria. O paparia lero bakala sita di sandaria lero bakala sita di sandoma. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's thank the Lord. Let's thank him for his love. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his enabling. Thank you for the precious gift of your Spirit, O God. Thank you, Lord, that you enable us to fulfill the destiny to which you've called us. And I praise you and I bless you and I thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name.
praise your holy name. Oh, I exalt you, my Lord and King. For you alone are worthy. For you alone are worthy. For you alone are worthy. Christ the Lord, sing glory, hallelujah. Sing glory, hallelujah. Sing glory, hallelujah. Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just take a seat for a minute or two. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. Yes. Come on, guys, let's come down this end. We don't want any lingerers at the back. Bring your chairs forward. You guys on the floor, come on, let's. There's only one body here, not two. God has called you. God has called you. You are His. He hasn't brought you here to try to manipulate God into doing what you would like to do with your life. He's brought you here to abandon all the plans and purposes that you've ever had so that you can be surrendered to His will, to His way, to His plan, to His purpose. Even though at this moment you might not understand what that's going to involve in detail. First scripture that I read as we were praying this morning was Isaiah 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. When I was a young boy and first came to know the Lord, I didn't come from a Christian background. I was given my first Bible because I asked for one. And I didn't know really where to start. To read it even. But somehow God brought me to this chapter again and again. I couldn't get away from this chapter 40 of Isaiah. As a young boy, I don't suppose for a moment I understood what it meant. All I know is that it was what God was saying. I would have to say, I think, that these are the first words I ever really heard from God. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. It would be years later before I even began to understand what it would mean or what it would involve. But I can remember that as I read that scripture again and again, I was impressed upon what a privilege it is to be called by God. I didn't know what He was calling me to, but what a privilege. And you see, you can't be a Christian without being called by God. Every Christian has been called by God.
And when he calls you, he has a plan and a destiny for you, even if you don't understand at first what that is. What is important is that your heart is so yielded and given over to him that he can reveal what that purpose is for you. He can lead you step by step into what he has planned for you. That you won't go dragging your feet or trying to pull in another direction from the one in which God is leading you and showing to be his plan and purpose for you as part of his great plan and purpose. Because this is it, you see, he only has a purpose for each one of us that is part of his great plan, that the kingdom of God will come and the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, you know, we have to almost change gear from where we've been so far this term and move up to a higher gear now. This week, the Lord's Orchard, this Charter for Reformation, will be published and begin to be distributed. How do you think God sees his church? I can remember when Pastor Clive was in the, what at that time was the leading music ministry in this nation, and they had a record that got into the secular hit parade. First time, I think, a Christian record had done that. It was a song called Tears from Heaven. I can remember sitting in the barber's having my hair cut, and there on the radio came this song, Tears from Heaven. And I thought, praise God. There was a magazine, I can't remember what it was called now, but, you know, the sort of top pop magazine. And they printed the words of this song in full. And it was about the Lord weeping over his people, weeping over the nations. And I believe God is weeping over his church. He sees how much compromise there is. Compromising his will, compromising the work of his spirit, compromising his plan and purpose. He sees how much is superficial, sort of unreal. It looks all right on the outside, but really there's no depth, there's no power in what is happening. He sees so much deception, so much false teaching. He sees so much worldliness as Christians make the mistake of trying to accommodate what the world is doing in the mistaken notion that by doing that they will reach the world. God must see so much darkness. Do you care? Do you care? You see, if we're going to love what God loves, he says he loves his church. Husbands have got to love their wives as Christ loves his church. Oh, he sees the good. He sees those who are faithful. He sees those who are moving in his purposes. He's encouraging and endorsing the faithful, those that really reveal his love and his truth, those who are seeking to reach others with the love and the life and the power of God.
But if we love God, then we're going to love what he loves. And for all that he sees that is wrong, for all that he weeps about over his church, he still loves his church. He doesn't love just the parts of the church where you can see life and victory and power and love. He loves all those who have been incorporated into his body because Christ lives in them. And this purpose of reformation, God wanting to comfort his people, that word in Scripture means strengthen. Strengthen my people. Strengthen them with the truth of the Word and the truth of the Spirit. All this book, this Charter for Reformation, the Lord's Orchard, all it really is just a statement of God's will for his church. In a whole lot of sections, just showing how God really intends the lifestyle of his kingdom for all of his people. And I believe God wants us to have such a love for him that we love his church. And so pray for the whole of his church to come into that place where believers are living the lifestyle of the kingdom. You see, we're part of something much bigger than our trifling little lives. We're part of something that God is working out that is going to affect the destiny of the whole of creation, according to Scripture. The whole of creation is wailing, weeping, waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. Creation is weeping, groaning, waiting for us to reveal Jesus and the life of his kingdom. See, when you realize that, it puts your life in another perspective, isn't it? It's not all about you and God's love for you and just having a nice life and good spiritual relationship with God. It's being part of that purpose, committed to his will. Laying your life on the line. I didn't know what that scripture was going to mean, but when I was a young lad, but I came to understand that it was going to involve everything that I am and have. If I was going to see the fulfillment of God's purpose in my life. And the same is true for you, the same principle. Whatever God's call is on your life, it's going to require all you are, all you have. Without any reservations or half measures. Because you see, he can only use you in as much as you're willing to be used. God will use whatever is placed in his hands to use. The trouble is, so many Christians want to keep their lives for themselves and not truly release them into the hands of God. Not truly release them into the will of God. So the publication of this book, we prayed like we have this morning, because somehow, not just this book, but somehow, the whole Church of God in these coming months and years is going to be confronted with the will of God. And Christians are going to have to face what God really requires of them. Not just to be blessed, not just to praise God that we have salvation by grace, certainly not to get back into the legalism as others are being led back, even those that have walked in the truth, getting back into religious legalism. So much deception out there at present. How important that there are people of the truth that are walking in the truth, manifesting, demonstrating the truth in their lives. Ultimately, it's all a matter of the heart, isn't it? Just had a tremendous conference really in Italy this last weekend with these 140 folk from the different churches in Italy that relate to us. And the last session, I got people to give, you know, pass the microphone round, as we do often at the end of the first week of term. I don't think we did it this term, but we normally do that and just get people to give a short testimony of what God has done. Well, there were 140 of them, right? And you could hardly get the microphone out from one to the other. People were just saying how much God had done in them. You know, I kept saying just one sentence, just a couple of sentences, that's all. And all I learned was that Italian sentences are very long. But the people were just, and it was everybody. It was everybody. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't just the few. You would say, I thought, well, with 140 people, how long is this going to take? And I'd say, well, if they just do what they're asked, you know, we'll get through it in time. But, I mean, it took, I don't know, a couple of hours, I think. But it was wonderful to hear how God had impacted people's hearts. That's the thing that kept coming across, how God had transformed their hearts just over the course of a weekend. And that's because they really took to heart what I was saying about the heart, or what God was saying about the heart. How really everything that he does, everything that he can do, everything, all the ways in which he can use us, all depends upon our hearts. How surrendered our hearts are to him, how far we really do want our hearts to be after the heart of God, how far we really have a heart for his kingdom, and heart for his church, heart for his people. How far we have a heart to really reach the lost and to see those that are living in darkness brought into the light. You know, it's having a heart that is not set upon ourselves, you see. That's the thing. So many Christians, their hearts are set upon themselves, are worried about themselves all the time. Think about themselves, talk about themselves, pray about themselves. And Jesus says we've got to deny ourselves, not focus on ourselves. And this is the call of God, to live for him, not for ourselves. That's why you're here. That's why we're all here, whether you're on the team, whether you're a student. Team members aren't here for a job, they're not here for a salary. 1st many years of Kingdom Faith, nobody ever had a salary. We all just lived by faith. We didn't have working hours, we just had our lives given over completely to the Lord. As is the case now. If you're serving the Lord, you can't sort of knock off. You're just his. So, this is not, I mean, you know, I've written over 50 books. We've never made a fuss about publication of any of them. But this is different. I don't want to make a fuss about the book, but what it represents. Something that God is wanting to do at this time. Something that is so much bigger than us, or so much bigger than any particular ministry. It's just one small part of this total purpose. If I can sort of put it simply, I think God's had enough. I think God is saying enough is enough. Enough of this compromise, enough of this superficiality, enough of this deception. It's time for my church to rise up and be the body of Christ in the world. It's time for my kingdom people to live by the lifestyle of the kingdom, to demonstrate the life and power of the kingdom. Enough is enough. And you see, God has always done that in Scripture. His people have got into all kinds of compromise and disobedience and willfulness, and then God has suddenly moved. He suddenly, it's as if the Scripture says, you know, he stirs himself. That's what we prayed this morning. It's as if God just waits for a particular time. And I believe this is the time. This is such a time. So, you'll all get a copy of this book. But I don't want you just to read it. You've got to live it. Because when other people read this book, they're going to come around here and saying, well, are you guys doing it? What have we got to say to anybody else if we're not living it ourselves? So that's not just a matter of reading a book. It's a question of working through what God is saying so that our lives do reflect his life in the way that he desires. And the great thing is this, when God has his timing for something, his Spirit makes it happen. And so we can be absolutely sure of the anointing, the empowering, the equipping, the enabling of the Spirit for us to be that people. That God, when God looks upon this part of his orchard, this tree in his orchard, he sees what he wants to see. And I said in this vision of the orchard that, you know, it's a supernatural sort of vision. And so on the single branch, and remember the branches in the tree represent the individual believers, you can see the sort of the leaves and the blossom and the fruit. You can see it all at the same time. Well, on Sunday, I saw a plant that I'd never seen before. I'm afraid I can't remember the name. But in Italy, where on the branch there is the blossom and the fruit all at the same time. The leaves, the blossom, the fruit. I thought, thank you, Jesus. it was just like a little thing, really, but it was just like, yes, that's exactly what the Lord has shown me in that vision of the orchard. You would think that, you know, that's just not normal, that's not natural, but there is a plant where you have the blossom and fruit all at the same time. So I pray, God, that our lives are going to be more and more fruitful, full of blossom for the potential fruitfulness of what God is going to do in the future. The leaves that are good leaves, you know, they're not the leaves of self, but plant needs leaves. But, you know, a leafy branch without blossom or fruit is useless to the Lord's purposes. So this has been a little bit of a different keynote this morning, but it is a keynote, not just for this week, but for the beginning of a new season. And I believe that needs to be the substance of our prayer, not just for ourselves, but for the church, for God's kingdom purposes here on earth. That the church of God really will reveal the life, the love, the power of God's kingdom. Come on, let's all stand, shall we? And we'll just pray together. Father, I ask that you get this Charter for Reformation into the hands of all who need to read it at this time. And I pray, Lord, that as people do read it, they will be so open to your Spirit that they will respond to what it is you're saying, that people won't read it and make excuses for themselves for not doing this or not doing that or not being this or not being that. But people will really reach out to you for your Spirit to equip and enable them to become the people that you want them to be, for churches to become the churches that you want them to be, those that spread light, the light of your glory into the darkness of the world around. And Lord, I thank you. This is just a tool. It's just a little thing that I believe you have caused. But I remember, Lord, what you said to me about the first book, that it would be like a bird that you would place on the top of a mountain where you wouldn't think a bird could exist. And I believe, Lord, you can take this little offering and use it beyond anything that anybody could imagine, just as a trigger, just as a way of really moving your people out of whatever complacency, what out of compromise, whatever out of superficiality. I pray, Lord, out of all the deception that's going on at present, and really get people to focus again on the truth of the kind of people that you want us to be in order to fulfill the will and destiny that you have for us. And I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, let's just praise the Lord before we finish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Amen. You will have a great day and a great life as you serve the Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.